You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch, with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are on the couch. Welcome, everybody. As always, today we have a terrific show for you. We're going to learn about insight. We're going to learn about how to have better relationships, get a little more success in your life, be healthier, and just have a better life in general. I mean, how many times have you thought about relationships or situations that you got yourself into? Right? You look back. We all live in the past. It's really hard to shut off those thoughts, isn't it, sometimes? We review. We go back and we review. We can't stop thinking about the time I messed up or things like that. How many times have you said, wow, I wish I could have known? Or, you know, how could I not see that coming? You know, actually, this is so funny because it's one of the most common things I hear from patients who beat themselves up. We all beat ourselves up for not seeing that there was a problem with a person or situation beforehand. You know, wouldn't it be great to see what's going on with people and situations ahead of time before we get into the messes with others? Well, you can. You betcha. And according to my special guest today, Ina Siegel, we really can develop our intuition. We can find out how to know what will be best for us. We can find out how to have more successful, healthy, and basically happier lives. I know it sounds, you know, sort of mundane and you know, regular. People, self-help authors, they say, want to have a happier life? Well, this is a really good book. Ina Siegel is the creator of Visionary Intuitive Healing. She's the author of 2 award-winning bestsellers. Of course, you've heard her on the show before. Ina travels around the world leading courses on self-healing and empowerment. And today we're talking about those subjects. We're talking about her latest book. It's called The Secret of Life Wellness. We're going to tell you how you can get the book at the end of the show as well. So let's talk to Ina right now. The Secret of Life Wellness, The Essential Guide to Life's Big Questions. You do answer a lot of life's big questions, Ina. Welcome.
Thank you. I worked hard on this.
You know what? I can tell, but it sure doesn't, you know, seem like it comes hard or that it's difficult for you because you really are a wonderful public speaker. You offer so many things to people in your helpful books. And you're very young. You're very spiritually and, I would say, mature for your age to help people with so much wisdom. Good for you.
Thank you. I started early on in my life, so I think I had some time, you know, and I've had good people around me to
help. Doesn't that help? You know, when we have good people around us who encourage us to, you know, follow, you know, our passions and kind of get a little bit more into insight and why we do things in the human mind and motivations and, you know, on a more spiritual level, too. Is there more than beyond just we see? And I always say, of course, there is. And so do you. So let's talk about your latest book, which, again, it is terrific. You say that The Secret Life of Wellness is a guidebook of accessible solutions for some of life's most prevalent questions. But it also encourages people to become their own visionaries. And I put this out in the media a little bit earlier today to find out about insight and intuition and how to get in touch with that. So what do you mean by that?
I believe that in our lives we have two choices. Either we follow or we lead. And I also believe that we need to be flexible. Sometimes we need to listen and to follow some people. But we need to make sure we know exactly who we're listening to. Mm-hmm. And then in our lives there are moments where we need to have a vision of who we are. What is my life? What is my life about? And we need to actually lead our own lives without being overly concerned about what everybody else thinks.
Mm.
And I think that's the most challenging thing, but to be visionary means to really have a vision of who you are.
So that really is why it's important for us to really try to develop our intuition to help us find all those things, the health and success and happier lives.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, intuition can also be a word that is a little bit overused. And we need to actually define to ourselves what that means. And one of the first things that it means is that we are connected to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
We start to listen to our bodies. We start to listen to our hearts. We start to listen to and watch for the signs that are outside of us and ask for them as well. It's one of the things that people don't understand is that, you know, unless you ask, it's hard to receive, because if you're not asking, nobody's answering. But if you ask and you wait and allow with those open arms, not with expectations of, okay, I asked 5 minutes ago, where is it?
Right.
Also, you know, although sometimes in certain difficult situations that could be appropriate as well, but in general, it's about creating that connection both with, I am going to trust what I feel deep inside, especially when the message is repetitive, one, and number two, I'm going to ask for universal guidance, and I'm going to ask for the, I always say to people, you need to clarify when you're asking, and the clarification is, please send me signs that I can recognize and understand.
Yes, it's so important. You know, I am in so much agreement with you, and part of, you know, helping folks as well with psychology, you know, getting in touch in quiet moments, and I'm not, you know, necessarily preaching meditation or anything, but I mean, it's a wonderful kind of tool to use, but just slowing our minds down, taking as many moments as we can to go within our own thoughts and still our minds and just sort of say, what do I need? What can I do to make my life better? And wait for information to come. Because, I mean, don't you feel that we are sort of receivers and transmitters of information out there?
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. We could be, you know, anyone could be the person through whom information will come for someone else that they have been asking for and they've been waiting for, and we don't even know when we're doing it. And this is why valuing ourselves and what we have is really important, and at the same time, you know, we need to be open to receiving this information, and it can come in so many different forms. And I've been sharing with people recently in the last few days that, for instance, one of the things, the first time I came to America was about 3 years ago.
Yes.
And before I came, I was going through a challenging time because my grandmother was dying, and I write about it in this new book.
Yeah.
And I just said, okay, universe, I really need somebody that I can trust when I come to America so that I can handle the different situations that come. And I didn't know how that was going to show up.
Yes.
But I was open to it. And what I found was that a few days or maybe a week after I had asked, I was on Facebook, and this was my actually beginning of my Facebook experience.
Yes.
And because my husband made the Facebook for me,
cool.
And I was curious, and I was looking at it, and I saw a message from a man and said, Reverend Nirvana. And I thought, okay, looks interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to accept as a friend. And then he sent me the most beautiful message. And it was so touching that I actually called my husband over and I said, can you read this and tell me, is this for real? Does anyone actually speak in such a loving way anymore? And yeah, and so over the next, I don't know, few weeks, we were in touch, and I remember him saying things like, you know what, I think you're going to do really well here, and I think you should come and speak in Agape. And I thought, okay, so, you know, a lot of people can say that.
Sure.
I had a thought, you know, not long before, around that time as well, I really need somebody to support me, and I'd really love to speak in Agape. And so I thought, that's interesting that he's saying this. I wonder why he says that, because anyone can say anything.
Sure.
And
sure.
I'm always saying, okay, show me some, you know, some proof of it. And he said, well, actually, I was one of the co-founders of Agape, and Reverend Michael Beckwith and I are best friends. And I thought, oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, universe. That was a pretty amazing message. And I wanted him to be the first person I met when I came to America, and mm-hmm. he was.
Yes.
And we had an amazing time, and he has, in the last 3 years, he's been one of my biggest supporters. And not only that, but at the same day that I met him the first time, Reverend Michael Beckwith dropped in on him. And so Reverend Nirvana talked to him about me.
Oh, that's
and
wonderful.
And 2 days later, I met Michael Beckwith at a different event, and we had a connection, and then a little while later we did a radio interview, and then now that I've got my second book, I said, okay, universe, I really want to know who the best person is to give me the foreword for my book, because I wanted to be somebody who I feel in alignment with and who has a great message for mm-hmm. the world.
Yes.
And the only person that I could think of at the time was Reverend Michael Beckwith, and I emailed him and asked him, and a week later he came back and said, yeah,
mm-hmm.
I'll give you the forward, and tomorrow I'm speaking at Agape. So
you really manifested it, girl. I am so proud of you. You did well. But I think everyone can, you know, follow some principles and do well and sort of get in touch with answers. And again, and I don't mean to come off new agey or, but, you know, in reality, I mean, if we do sort of use exercises to try to work with our intuition and ask the universe, not a religious thing, just ask the universe sort of for information and be still and be patient. And also, I think part of it is changing our thought process, because I think so many of us here in the world, in terms of creating what they like, as you have, and are still on your journey, there's always, oh, the other shoe's going to drop. But what if this happens? Oh, I've had bad luck in the past. Their language and their thoughts and are so negative on a daily basis that I think sometimes they don't allow themselves to slow down and take in sort of the peaceful information to help them along their journey. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I really feel that part of being guided means that you stop thinking so much.
Yes.
And that you start to listen and ask and allow yourself to be aware of, how do the signs come to me? And sometimes it can come through, a sign can come through a song. Mm. And let's say you're thinking of somebody and maybe you had a difficulty with them
uh-huh.
in the past, and you have this connection through a song together. And as you're feeling a little bit sad, a song comes on, that song comes on mm-hmm. to remind you
yes.
they're still there. And maybe this is not the moment
mm-hmm.
to connect with them, but just refocus on what you would love to experience.
Mm.
And then, you know, another day you might find a feather on the, you know, a white feather on the ground, and
yes.
maybe for you it means that a new project is about to start.
Yes.
I know when I spoke to Paulo Coelho, the author of The Alchemist, he told me that he knows he needs to start a new book when he finds a white feather on the mm-hmm. ground. Or maybe you had a dream.
Yes.
And this dream is the way that your subconscious or your intelligence, divine intelligence or your own wisdom is giving you a message, and this dream or a vision is telling you which way to go.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is, how can we listen to that wisdom inside yes. rather than constantly looking at the outside and also pushing everything? I think we live in a culture here and in Australia and in the UK
mm-hmm.
where we have been taught we need, in order to succeed, we need to force, we need to push, we need to break
right.
down doors. And you know what? That's hard work. That's
yes.
a lot of struggle.
Yeah.
And why can't we just allow it to be in an easier way? That's what I'm exploring at the moment. How can it be easier?
Yes.
And I have a friend, and whenever, I love it because whenever we speak and I'll say something about, you know, a business idea or something, he'll say, oh, that's very easy. And now I'm, you know, I have these words in my mind
mm-hmm.
whenever I think, oh, this could be challenging. And I hear him say, no, but that's very easy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's true. And you know, there really is something to, you know, the idea that when we back off a little bit, that things happen. It's interesting how many times I hear people say to me, you know, when I stopped worrying about the problem so much or thinking so negatively, and I stopped trying to, you know, bully people on the phone or take so much action and get all angry and upset, when I just decided to, oh, I'm tired, I'm going to back off, things started coming to me. So it's sort of that same principle in a way.
You know? Yeah, and you know. It's the one where we need to watch ourselves in terms of, how do things happen in my life?
Yeah.
Do they happen when I'm more relaxed? Do they happen mm. when I'm frustrated? Do they happen when I put a lot of action in? And sometimes things do happen when you get angry and frustrated, but then you have to check the next time when it happens,
mm-hmm.
is it also happening because I'm angry and frustrated? And am I creating a pattern of anger and frustration, and that's the only way things start to work? Or can I start to, you know, you're talking about reprogramming your mind.
Sure.
I'm always saying about reprogramming your nervous system.
Mm, yes.
Because we need to reprogram a whole being, and that can take a little bit of time, because naturally we may have patterns of reacting to things very quickly or judging or thinking that things are one way when they are a completely different way.
Yes. Yep. I agree, Ina. By the way, in case you just tuned in here to LA Talk Radio, this is Dr. Michelle, and you are on the couch with me and my special guest today, Ina Siegel. She's the creator of Visionary Intuitive Healing. She's the author of 2 award-winning bestsellers, traveling around the world, leading courses on self-healing and empowerment. Today, we're talking about her latest book, which is just out. It's called The Secret of Life Wellness, The Essential Guide to Life's Big Questions. Really good read, very comfortable read, step by step, helps you work through a lot of things, from your own intuition to healing to really finding decent relationships in your life as well. And we're going to tell you how you can get that book and, of course, her other book, The Secret Language of Your Body, and the color book before that. We'll give you all that information. And if you'd like to call in and ask Ina a question or myself, please feel free to do so now. The lines are open. 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. And, of course, that's area code here in the greater Los Angeles area for those of you calling in different time zones, world zones, whatever. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. If you're shy and you'd rather not get your voice on the air, you can email me directly right now with a question. Doc, D-O-C Michelle with 2 L's at AOL.com. Doc Michelle at AOL.com. So we're talking about healing ourselves. We're talking about getting in touch with intuition and sort of finding out how, you know, to understand how to really get in touch with that intuition, to find out where to go or find signs in the world. And, you know, I think there really are signs sometimes. Some people have said to me, okay, you know, as you mentioned, let's just say an example. Oh, I found a feather on the ground, and I was thinking of, you know, someone, and it reminded me of this, and it was just a coincidence. So don't go there with me about the universe bringing you signs. Okay. All right. I get that. But isn't just the awareness going to elevate you? If you are aware of things going on around you, and even if you connect for a minute, like, wow, I found this beautiful feather, or there was a sign, I was thinking about someone, and there was a sign on the side of this truck that drove past me, and it was this person's name the moment I thought of them. You know, things like that. Don't you think that we can, even if we are negative, even sort of try to go, wow, that was cool. That elevates us a little bit too?
Yeah, I think that the first decision we need to make is, what's happening right now, wherever I am, is this what I want? Is this what's making me happy? Or is there more?
Yes.
And even if I don't know that there is more, I'd like to find out that there is more.
Yeah.
So how can I start to find out that it's not just, this is not all there is, right? Mm-hmm. And so when we start to open ourselves up to discovering more, this is when more can come towards us. And it's funny, you were saying about the sign on the a truck or something, because with my first book, I also wanted somebody to give me forward, and I couldn't think of anyone. I just knew it had to be a doctor and someone that I really respected and well known, and it just wouldn't come to me. And at one moment, I had asked, and I had to wait for about 2 months. And this is what I want people to know: sometimes it takes time. And I remember 2 months later, I said, "Okay, universe, you need to give me something. I really need you to remind me. I need to give you a reminder because it's coming up, and I need it."
Right.
And then a few days later, I was doing a healing with someone, and I literally felt like this bubble popped into my head, and it's a Dr. Bernie Siegel, and I thought, oh my God, that is so obvious.
Wow.
You know, why have I not thought of him? He's the, the person who was
perfect
at the forefront of this.
See, and yes, go ahead, honey. Sorry.
And then I asked my husband to find his details, and it took a few days again to find, and he did. And then he sent an email to Dr. Bernie Siegel explaining this, and very quickly he got an email back, and then we sent the book.
Mm.
You know, he said, if I like it, I will consider it. And so when we sent the book, a few days later, we're standing in a street, and my husband Paul, he said to me, "So what do you think? Do you think you're going to get your forward?" And I said, "I don't know." And as I turned to one side, I saw there was a shop, and it said Siegel. Ooh. And then I turned back to Paul, and there was a huge truck, and it had, on the side of the truck, it had Bernie. And I said, "Well, if this is not a sign, I don't know what is." And a week later, I had my forward. So,
wow. I love stories like that, Ina. I just love it. A big part of your book, and, you know, also in psychotherapy, you know, helping people, is the idea of really trying to love ourselves, try to even like ourselves. So many people say to me, how could I even love myself? I had a horrible childhood. I have all these horrible messages. I'm always self-critical. How can I love myself? So what are some of the wonderful tools that you offer, some of the suggestions to help readers really learn to love themselves or even like themselves?
This is really interesting, because when I was writing that chapter and I was reflecting on that chapter, because it's, you know, as you said, we hear this all the time, but we don't necessarily know what that actually means in reality. And I'm somebody who, I like things to be a little more practical than just a theory.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to write this chapter in a way that was you know, inspiring to people and encouraging them to start to value who they are and start to understand the different aspects of what it means to be lovable and how to work with it. And so in that particular chapter, I talk about, you know, so many different aspects, everything from, you know, from overcoming the obstacles to love and letting go of self-criticism, because, you know, we don't like it when other people criticize us, but we are, nobody can criticize us as bad as we can criticize ourselves. So it's so important that we start to become softer, so that we start to become more forgiving. We start to really understand that you are the most interesting person there is, and this is what I'm always saying to people. When you go on a journey of internal discovery, you can never be depressed because you are so interesting.
Yes.
There is so much to discover. You know, so practicing how to be softer, not weak, but softer.
Yes.
Asking yourself, what kind of daily experiences would help me to feel nurtured? Mm. What would make me feel happy? What would make me feel good? And, you know, I always try to do what I teach. And so I started asking myself these questions. What does this look like in my daily life? And I realized it looks like from the moment that I wake up, my focus is on how can I create my day?
Yes.
How can my day be amazing, fantastic, you know, incredible, miraculous, that I can connect to different people, that I can enjoy myself, that no matter what's happening, I'm really loving my life.
Yes, yes.
And so I ask for that. And then I check into my body, and I might take, you know, anywhere between a couple of minutes to even an hour, if I have time, to meditate and to work on regenerating my body and relaxing my body. You know, then I'm really conscious of the food that I eat. It doesn't matter if I'm starving, I will not eat crap food.
Good for
you.
You
know, I won't eat food.
Yeah.
That I feel is bad for me and doesn't nourish me. So I really feel that is a huge, huge thing that people need to start to connect with, because, you know, I was speaking to some people yesterday in LA, and they were talking about everything being sugar-coated and, you know, and the huge problem with diabetes and the huge problem with weight gain. And you don't gain weight when you listen to your body.
Right.
When you're really, yeah, when you're eating nourishing food, when you exercise, you know, when you find ways to support yourself. And so for me, self-love is knowing your self-worth, supporting yourself, you know, working with cellular memories. I have a process in the book which I actually recorded in The Secret of Life Wellness, that I guide you through connecting to your cellular memories and clearing them, so which is very powerful. I'm, you know, a lot of people disown their own beauty because it's so much easier to think, I'm no good, I'm ugly, I'm this, I'm that.
Yeah.
But you know, this is why I feel, you know, I've worked with a lot of people exploring the shadow aspects, and beauty is a huge one that comes up. And it's how to own that I'm beautiful and let the beauty shine through, because when people recognize it and when they transform, I see somebody who, you know, was quite, seemed quite average, had quite average energy before, and then they start to shine. And in fact, I was telling one of my friends this today, because I was speaking with him on like Skype, and I said to him, because he was telling me he was working through some fear that I was helping him with, and I actually said to him, "You look really different. Your face looks different.
Wow!
There is more light that's coming out of you. You look much more attractive." And he said, "Oh, thank you, thank
wow.
you for
that is,
but it's true.
Yes, it really is true." It's so true. And by the way, in your book, The Secret of Life Wellness, you know, you really do sort of explain ways and sort of taking the time and going within and just thinking about things on how to, you know, be more loving and gentler and kinder, and that will make your life a lot easier out there, folks. You know.
Yeah, and connecting to other people.
Yes.
You know, it's, you know, so many of us have built up these barriers because we've been hurt.
Sure, there we have.
I've never met anyone who hasn't been hurt in their life in some way, as a child or later. Mm-hmm. We've all had an experience of being hurt, and, you know, it's our opportunity to grow by allowing ourselves to feel love and to be willing to bring it in and be willing to experience it. And, and there are so many people your life that if you just opened up, you would feel it from. But we, you know, we have a heartbreak and we say, okay, I'm not getting it from this person, and he or she is the only one that I want it from. Mm. So if it's not them, I don't want it from anyone.
Right.
And we close ourselves.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And, you know, we have to also take a look at, I think, what we're attracting into our lives and sort of take some negative situations or people as really good lessons. Okay, you talk about the universe teaching us lessons and just kind of opening ourselves up for things. And I think it's important, as I'm sure you do, to say, what can I learn from this? And
I say this every day.
You know, by the way, if you want to call in here live on the air, folks, on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest, author, public speaker, spreader of wonderful messages, the book, her latest, The Secret of Life Wellness, The Essential Guide to Life's Big Questions. And it is really a good book. You can call here, 323-203-0815. Or if you'd like to email me and ask me a question, feel free to do so. I'd love to hear from you. Doc Michelle, D-O-C Michelle, with two L's at AOL.com. You know, also in your book, I wanted to touch on this because there's a really, I mean, all the chapters are most helpful. It talks about health and love and relationships and things like that. But you talk about archetypes. And, you know, of course, Jung, the famous psychiatrist who was a student, of course, of Freud's, but broke off and went on his own. He always talked about the archetypes, but you say, and I'm quoting you now, that in order for us to regain our inner power and know and love ourselves fully, it's really important to understand all of our human makeup, which includes those four archetypes. So what is an archetype to you, and what are those four that we all have within us?
Well, for me, an archetype is an aspect of ourselves. It's a trait that we have that contains our conscious and subconscious and unconscious qualities. Mm. And it's something that we can recognize, you know, very easily. So we can say, oh, this person is a geek, or this woman, she's very, you know, motherly, or this man, he's, you know, he's like a father to mm-hmm. everyone.
Yeah.
So I find that archetypes are there to, you know, as an aspect of our consciousness that is operating inside us to show us different aspects that we need to explore, that we need to work on. And I found the four survival archetypes that I write about mm-hmm. are mm-hmm. extremely, extremely powerful. And mm-hmm. I wanted to explore it a little bit more. I wanted to link them to the chakra system,
yeah,
because that's how I found them operating in very powerful ways.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I wanted people to understand that these aspects are in every single one of us, and they rule our lives in a way. And so if we don't become friends with them, then they work against us, and they are, you know, often come out in the most inappropriate moments in our lives and sabotage us.
Boy, do they ever. And you talk about four archetypes. You talk about the inner child and something very provocative, which is interesting. We have the prostitute inner child. we also have the victim and the saboteur. And, you know, I think when people hear those words, they go, oh, yeah, I do that. Yes, I do that. So can you briefly touch on each one of those archetypes and what those mean to each one of us and what we do to ourselves?
So the inner child, and again, each one has different aspects. So the inner child archetype has the you know, several different aspects, including the rebellious child, the divine child, the abandoned, the wounded, and so on. And this is an aspect of ourselves that, you know, that comes from our experiences as a child. Now, we can be an abandoned child without having been abandoned by a parent, but internally we feel unacceptable, we feel undervalued, misunderstood, we feel like we don't belong. So this is why an archetype is not necessarily everything that you've experienced, but an aspect of yourself that you feel you carry.
Yeah.
Inside yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I found with the inner child is that for many, many people, it drives their life and they behave in very childish ways and make childish decisions instead of using the inner child for what it's meant to be used for. And that's your creativity, that's your connection to divinity, that's your joy and your fun.
Yes.
And when we forget to have fun, when we forget to be joyful and humorous and, you know, silly sometimes, this is when this archetypal energy starts to, you know, it gets very powerful, but in the shadow.
Yes.
You know, and it sabotages any opportunities that we have. And a lot of people, for instance, like with money, for them, the inner child is actually in charge of their money, and this is why they can never make a great income, because the inner child does not receive a salary.
Yes.
Child aspect, you know, it's like we get an allowance when we're a child. We don't get a salary. And so there are so many aspects that I found of the inner child not allowing us to be creative because it's scared, you know, and it feels unsafe. And that's the biggest issue of the child, inner child archetype, is do I feel safe?
Yes. Yeah.
Do I feel nurtured? Do I feel looked after? Do I feel loved?
Yes. That's really true. That's so true.
Yeah, and so this is one of, you know, and I feel that it's connected to our sacral chakra, to our family.
Yes.
You know,
sure is.
To what happens to us.
Boy, is that ever. No, it really is. You know. You also talk about our prostitute inner child. What's that about?
I didn't talk about the inner child.
It's the archetype. Yes,
archetype,
the archetype we all have within us. Sorry. What is that about?
The prostitute is a really, really powerful archetype that is connected to money, in particular. It's connected to our survival. It's connected to what we really, really deep down believe about ourselves, how we live our lives, in what way we direct our energy, whether we are in integrity with ourselves or out of integrity, whether we, you know, it's very, very connected to what we do for survival, what we do for money.
Oh, yeah.
But whether, again, there is the shadow aspect of the inner child, not the inner child, of the prostitute archetype, which is I'm going to sell my soul, I'm going to sell my body, I'm going to sell myself. In order for me to make an income. You know, and that could be a small amount of money or a big amount of money, but I'm going to go against what I feel deep inside is my gift or my purpose or what I'm meant to be doing, and I'm going to do whatever I need to do to survive, which is okay to a point, but, you know, a lot of people take it very far in terms of, you know, I don't, you know, I want to survive and I don't care who I have to walk over in order for me to have this survival, and I don't care who I lie to or manipulate or, you know, what I have to do, what I have to sell in order for me to get what I want. And it's also a question, you know, the shadow aspect is always asking, what's in it for me?
Yep.
What can I get out of this? How can I make others feel that I am more important, more intelligent, more successful, more attractive, more involved than who I really am?
Yes.
And so this is when we start to live our lives out of alignment with who we really are. And a lot of people are doing it. We sell ourselves.
Sure we do.
We sell out.
Yep.
The light side of the prostitute archetype, it encourages you to be in integrity with you, in alignment with you, which also means that I was speaking to a friend of mine yesterday, and he said, I'm always in alignment because I know when I'm not in alignment with myself. So even if I'm not, I know it.
Right.
And, you know, and it's about the light side of the prostitute is really about doing what I love, connecting to my heart. So that chakra, you know, it's the root chakra is connected to the prostitute archetype, which makes sense.
Yeah.
What it's about.
Sure.
And at the same time, it's connected to the heart because the only way we can allow the light side of the prostitute to come out is if we are connected to our heart and we are listening.
Yes.
To our heart and we are listening to.
Yeah,
what
that's
we
so
need
true.
To do and how we need to do it and. Which direction we need to go into, and that it comes from that light part.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's great information. And, you know, you also talk about our victim archetype.
Yeah.
And we all, you know, from time to time go into these what I call pity parties. Oh, I've been hurt, and I've been this, and I've been that, and society's so tough out there, but I can't do it. It's so hard. And is that sort of what you're talking about, Ina?
Yeah, exactly. You know, we have, I think the biggest club that we have around the world is the Victim Club.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really easy to join it. It has a lot of members that like to point fingers and blame everyone else because it's just really easy to do that. It's not so easy to be visionary because, you know, you have to deal with people's anger and judgment at times. And to hold your own, but it's really, really easy to point the finger and blame other people and say, this one is wrong and, you know, look at what they're doing and I don't understand, so I'm going to judge them and poor me, like you said, and why does this happen to me? And I'm the one who's unlucky. Everybody's lucky, but I don't believe that I'm lucky and I am vulnerable and I'm weak and so on. And, you know, I need sympathy and I need support and, you know, that's the shadow side of the victim. And when some people think they don't have it because they've suppressed it, but it actually becomes bigger and everybody else can see it. You might not.
Yeah.
But everyone else can.
Yeah, it's true.
And then the light side of the victim is the side that is powerful and empowered and knows how to take decisions and feels like I can move forward. And, you know, this part is connected to the soul plexus, which is our intuition, as well as a power center. So in the light side, the victim is victorious and gives us power and support and tells us when we're about to enter a situation where we could be victimized, you know, and allows us to take positive actions and be courageous and to understand, you know, our self-worth and personal boundaries and honesty and to hold our power without getting angry, nasty, vicious with others, because so often we think, you know, okay, I felt weak and victimized, now I'm going to be powerful and I'm going to be aggressive to other people. And actually what happens is that when we feel aggressive, we're still in the victim. We
Ina. Yes.
We're just on the other side of the shadow victim, the one that's aggressive, and the victorious part is actually very clear and happy and soft.
Yes. And I agree. And I think we all have, you know, we all have these archetypes within us. We do. We have the victim. And of course, we're running out of time here, so we don't have enough time to talk about the last archetype that you talk about, but we're going to tell people how to read about it and find out more. It's the saboteur. We all self-sabotage ourselves from time to time, some more than the others. And why do we get ourselves into these messes and sabotage ourselves and all that? So, you know, you can read about this. You can read about so many different things in Ina's latest book, The Secret of Life Wellness, The Essential Guide to Life's Big Questions. Of course, Ina is a best-selling author. And she's been on the show with her, The Secret Language of Your Body, which is about healing and taking good care of yourself. We've just tipped the iceberg on, you know, making your life better. Life's big questions are answered. So how can they find out more about your book and you as well, Ina?
Well, they can go to my website, which is inasegal.com, and that's INNASEGAL.com. They can go on Facebook and find me, Ina Segal Author. They can buy the book from Amazon or from Barnes & Noble or from any of the bookshops that are around, and I do encourage people to go to their local bookshops and support mm-hmm. them, because we want to have them.
Yes.
And, you know, and the idea is that this book has a lot of practical advice. It has a lot of processes that you can work with to transform your life. It has different audio programs that you can download by getting the book, and there's different links to them. There's information that I couldn't put into the book because it was getting too big.
Yes.
And I put it onto the website. And, you know, there's a lot of information, a lot of support. I'm also doing different events all around. So at the moment I'm touring the U.S. and I'm going to be at Agape tomorrow on Saturday from 1 till 3, giving a talk and a book signing, and also in Agape just mm-hmm. signing some of the books in the morning on Sunday. I'll be in San Diego
yes. mm-hmm.
this week as well, and all of this information is on my website.
Yes, so everybody can find out, especially if they're here in Southern California in the Los Angeles area. But there's also notifications about all of your other dates that you'll be helping people and talking with folks, and where they can get your book and your tapes and hear you lecture as well. So, well, blessings to you, my dear. It's always wonderful to have you on the show, Ina. You're a wonderful person, and thank you for all you do for everyone out there. I really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. It was very enjoyable.
Always a pleasure to have you. Take good care, and we'll talk soon. I'll be looking forward to seeing some of my friends over there at Agape.
Great.
All right. Thank you so much. Have a good one. Bye-bye. All right. Again, The Secret Life of Wellness. That's the book, and I'll tell you more about how you can get a hold of it as you go into the archives here on my webpage on LA Talk Radio. You can replay the show, or of course download it. Tomorrow all the information will be up on how to do that. All right, this is Dr. Michelle Cohen. Thank you so much for being on the couch with me. As always, you can stay on the couch for more great shows here on the country's most listened to internet talk radio station, latalkradio.com. Be back next week with more great information about how you can have better relationships. Get yourself together. Feel better. Take good care now. Bye-bye.
Got you on my mind again tonight. Seeing flashing red.